Hey, it's Lauren. This is an excerpt from the full-length episode. To listen to the entire episode, head to the show notes and follow the link. This episode has been brought to you by me and my business, Lauren Grace Inspirations.
So many people fear letting go of right and wrong because they unconsciously feel that if we let go of that way of looking at things, that we will all kill each other, that we'll all hurt each other, that we will inherently choose wrong if we don't somehow tell each other that there is right and wrong and we need to do the right thing. But the beautiful thing is when we change our frequency and we move up in frequency, we become closer to those unified frequencies. And in unified frequencies, we have zero desire to harm each other. We only want to love each other because we love ourselves. So it all comes back together, and we don't need to sort of fear going into these realms where, you know, forgiveness doesn't exist because there's never been any wrong. We simply move into presence. It's a lot. It's a whole realm of moving beyond binaries. And, you know, again, I recognize that this could be uncomfortable for some people.
Well, why do you think it would be uncomfortable? Because they have to take the responsibility, or because they have to re-examine their life and their mental positions? I mean, as I move further into my own spiritual journey and my own truth and growing in love for myself and understanding that I'm doing the best that I can and there's nothing wrong with that. And I learned a lot, like from one of my previous guests, about being compassionate with myself and my journey instead of seeing the wrong or the I should have done that better, you know, with that kind of tone as well. Right. To really see the like to look at it with compassion and look at it with understanding and love. And yeah. And actually, you know, talk about tangents. I think we'll go on 50,000 today, but you know, the other day I was like, I can't remember what I was thinking about, but I think I was thinking about something. And then I went, I'm going to see this through the eyes of love. And I remember I learned that from Gabby Bernstein, and I thought, I'm going to see it through the eyes of love. I'm going to see it through the eyes of love. And all of a sudden on the right side of my body, all above my shoulder into my head, I felt fuzz like I'd never felt anything before, this static fuzz. And I was like, I'm gonna see through the eyes of love. And all I could feel with this crazy electricity. And then I went, okay guys, like I got it. That's like really a bit much, you know. But as I kind of navigate and go through this, and maybe this is me adding a negative tone to it, but I just look around and I see that a lot of the things that we get caught up with is really bullshit.
Yep.
And I go, like, this is just stuff that's keeping us small and making us distracted from, you know, all of the beauty and all of the gold that is just sitting here waiting for us to tap into. And it's like an emotional thing.
I love that. It actually draws into a concept that I was delivered that I put in my first book. And that is that most of what we're engaging with is drama. And the new definition of drama is really anything that puts our power outside of ourselves or re-looping programs, okay? So true creation, so the first book is The Era of the True Creator, and true creation is to be present when we create, but drama is to re-loop paradigms or programs. Oh. And so, you know, this kind of leads, it's actually not a tangent because it kind of leads right into talking about the mental paradigm.
Yeah.
And how we really get kind of caught in that. So I'm going to go right into it.
Yeah.
The mind is built to repeat programs. And I could break it into what was told to me is the lower mind or the higher mind. Okay. So within the lower mind, our experience is all about, I've received this program, I'm going to repeat it. And this is largely, in fact, I would say it's all unconscious, because when we become conscious of it, the game's up, right? Then we're in a new game.
That's
consciousness
right.
Changes the game.
Yeah.
And so when we are in the process of repeating programs, we have these sort of blinders on, and we are only going to be able to see life as we have already programmed in. What that means is we're just going to perpetuate, you know, Joe Dispenza talks a lot about this. If you ever listen to him,
yes,
breaking the habit of who we were yesterday,
yes,
right? Because with those programs, we're just going to be repeating who we were yesterday. And this is why when we go through these awakenings, we have these shifts in consciousness and it breaks us up and we become new people. We become more like our true selves, our higher selves, and we drop the programming. So when we talk about the lower mind, that's repeating programs. The higher mind is the observer mind. The observer mind is presence. The observer mind is witnessing. And as we witness, the heart leads and the mind witnesses what's going on, what we're perceiving. The mind actually gets to then sort of be the little kid that says, wow, isn't this all really beautiful? And what happens with the observer mind is it's no longer split into polarity and judgment. So one of the ways that we can enter the observer mind is by holding both polarities at the same time. In fact, these are ancient meditation techniques where we hold two things that our mind says are separate, conflicting. We hold them at the same time. And if we can hold them in balance, boom, we reach the third part, the Godhead. And we recognize and we witness ourselves from that perspective of, oh, it's all perfect.
Hi, thanks so much for listening to the episode. I hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please leave us a review where you listen to your podcasts and share it with your friends. Thank you. New episodes every Thursday.